Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, all I can say is one thing. Anytime you got a new series on the table, the WCC, they made sure the New York station just tied me up for the last 20 minutes explaining why we doing a new series. For the last 20 minutes, you're going to mute my microphone and tell me, explain why you got a new series on the broadcast. Unlocking Biblical Mysteries. Tribe of Yagda. For the last 20 minutes, you want me to explain what the program director doing changing the series. Well, one thing about it, see, right, that's why we tell you, make it plain, Jake. We got to step our understanding up, and we got to come together as one because we need our own radio station. We need our own land and banquet hall. So now for the last 20 minutes, the big station and the WCC mute my microphone and ask me one question. Who told you to change the series to another new series? I said, well, I had nothing to do with the program director, did it. I said, what is the name of the new series? Unlocking Biblical Mysteries, Tribe of Yahdah, the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite, through the Bible. I had nothing to do with that. Well, I'll tell you one thing, anything that's worth talking about it, if the program director done changed the series to that, and if you didn't get your permission to do so, WCC, then we're going to go with the flow. That's the way it's going to be. So this is a brand new series that's set up by the program director called Part 1 of Unlocking Biblical Mysteries, Tribe of Yahdah. Six anointed camps of bosses of the two in life. I'm just happy to hear stuff like that anyway, because the bottom line is all we here for one thing is to do the will of Yahweh. So I hope you got the answer there, WCC. Put it on the program directly. He changed it. What we're going to do, we're just going to speak on it. So what we're going to do, we're going to go on the international side and see who all joined us on this brand new series. New series, Unlocking Biblical Mysteries, Tribe of Yahdah, the Six Anointed Camps, Unlocking it from the Bible. Let's see who all gonna join us in this Unlocking the New Series. And we'll scroll down on the international side, and we just get a little peek and see who all want part of it. And all the slots is filled for 195 international countries, so they ready to hear something new. But it's really some old that's been here probably since the foundation of the world, flashing out of New York on a brand new series, Part 1, 111-607. 111-607 is flashing on the international side, so we have lost 20 minutes already to broadcast, trying to explain to the WCC why we want to put up a new broadcast. We like it the way it was. But who were you? Do you like it the way it is anyway. So we leave that like it is. But one thing about it, Brother Yahdah Israel, people over there in the book of Jubilees chapter 32, and have me that verse around when Abraham was talking to his grandson Jacob. And Jacob said, how in the world am I understand all this good stuff that you telling me now? And he gives an answer, and we're gonna precept that to 11, verse 3, at the time appointed in the book of Psalms. So write that down there, Brother Yahjai Israel, on this brand new series. And let's find our head and bring him in. Let him get the first crack of this brand new series. Although we 20-some minutes behind the big station, muting my microphone for me to answer some questions. All right, good. Let's find our elder and bring him in, and we'll go from there. That's what we'll do. We'll bring our elder in and let him get a shot at this brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Tribe of YHDH, the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelite. You mean all that's in there? Yeah, it's all in there. And it is. All is there. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Tills, Yahweh BJL Seed Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you know, the big station said they don't like changes unless they inform that it's going to be a change made in the program that's scheduled up there. And they hit my microphone about 20 minutes for me to tell them what the program director have did. But I have no answer to that. All I'm gonna do is try to get in that spirit led and see exactly which way it's going. So it's time for change in the mindset of the peoples of the book. It's time for change. So what you got to tell this national audience there? And it is a national audience. 195 international countries, 111-607. Whatever you got to say, take your time now while we look at some of these memos, Mr. Tibbs. You're on the clock. Come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another outstanding number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 111,607 listeners. My, that's pretty good. That's a good thing. And you know what? I always say that's a good thing when many people come to hear the words of Yahweh. Because these days, I would have to first of all say it's better late than never. Because when you never get Yahweh's words, you run into some pretty serious problems later in life when your time comes to be measured by the book. That brings me to think about what it says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. We have to think of things to say and do, which is part of our works. That's right. It's part of our daily works, the things we think, say, and do, which we're measured by. Needless to say, we have many that have pretty foul works and non-Yahwali ways. Sometimes we're influenced by family or friends or people of such to do bad works. Fortunately, the Bible speaks of such things, as in Sirach chapter 6, verse 7, which says, if thou would get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him or her. Part of this comes from bad teachings, rumors, and other book studies besides the King James Bible. So if the words of Yahweh are spoken, you have to know that what you speak is of Yahweh and not of your own or the Yahweh of this whole world from top to bottom. Now, who is that? Yahweh, this whole world from top to bottom. As spoken of in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse number 4. Better take notes, Ewell. That's pretty serious. The Yahweh of this world speaks to many. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 4. Those of us that know such things, we're aware of stuff like this. It's told us in the book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 10. 10 says, you're Israel's teacher, said Yahweh the Son, and do not understand these things? Well, it's pretty serious when that has to be said that way. In Romans chapter 2, looking at verses 1 to 3, verse 1 says, "Beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. 3. For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than he or she ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man or woman to the measure of faith." Every broadcast, we try to reach out and help the thinking of people of Seed Royal by exposing the truth as written in the Bible. And we always emphasize which Bible it's coming from. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and Christianity. And don't forget to add confusion. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. It's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you have found that what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, learning time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. Remember, the Sabbath is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, you're going to see a big lion. And under this lion, you're going to see choices. Choose tithes and offerings and click PayPal to follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what we're all told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people, give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come into his courts." I always say, when doing this, keep in mind what it tells us in Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 to 9. 8 says, "Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have you robbed thee? In tithes and offerings." 9, "Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." Remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and Hebrews chapter 7, verses 8 and verse 9, to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, as was mentioned earlier, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, Robert, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains itself in biblical scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, type three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael, @gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, type three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note. During the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. This is where you'll find Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions on the table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing Shaka. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict to misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember what it tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:33. 33 says, Yahweh, for Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all churches or covenants of the saints. So when we do this, we have to keep scriptures in mind of what Yahweh has told us. But when you're trying to win the bump the gums contest, you're going to miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember that we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as it tells us in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So knowing that, we will take our program and turn it back over to our seer Israel. Ask that you keep your Bibles open. You may have to take notes. We have a three-hour program, and we cover a lot of material in that 3 hours. So we will pass our program to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You have to be right on that part. With our broadcast, we cover a lot of things, and it's a brand-new series we're dealing with right now. So when you're dealing with a brand-new series, you know you got to make sure you got the proper backing behind you, running behind you too. And that's that ministry spirit. But Brother Yahweh Israel, make sure you got the where it's talked about son Jacob was talking to his grandfather and he wanna know how in the world he gonna take all his information in his head. And then we also wanna you put this mind in Jubilees it talks about when Yahweh looked down on Abraham, and he sent the men straight down there and said, get his tongue right to take care of his business. So get his tongue right to take care of his business, you know, and we'll take it from there. So that's all I can tell you on my deal. So we're going to leave that part where it is. Remember, brand new series, Steve Ray. Now, this brand new series by the program director says, Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible by the Tribe of Yagdah. The Six Anointed Council Voices of the True Israelite, we enter into part one of a brand new series. So now you know we got to have all of Luke 12:12 we can get out of this. But one thing about it, see, Ray, there ain't no accident, so we're going to get at it. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdah Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh BGSC Ray. Brother Yahdah Israel, Yahweh BGSC Ray.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, the see royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that brother Yahweh Israel. The big WCC in the New York station, they kind of mad at this broadcast tonight there, brother Yahweh Israel. They say if any changes going to be, let us know first before some changes. So we missed about 20 minutes of the broadcast, listen to them bump it gone for 20 minutes and say, and like I said, I have no answer. All I know one thing is there's a new broadcast on there and you wasn't informed about it. And we're going to get at it and see what we can get out of it. It's called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. And who's going to do it? The Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelite, so sound bad to me, Brother Yahdah Israel. What's your take about that, Brother Yahdah? What you got to say behind that, Brother Yahdah Israel? Let's hear your take before we get off some Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Before we get a little bit of that, what's your take on what we get ready to venture down to, Brother Yahdah Israel? Come on.
Psalm 118. This is Yahweh doing. Marvelous in my eyes. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is Yahweh's doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes, 118:23. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdah Israel. Let's see what we can get going on there. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, no doubt about it, Brother Yahdah Israel. So we definitely say it was on my mind. We open up and seeing what the grandfather told the son. But he said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good to you. But how you know that's the way I wanted to open up? We open up in Isaiah 64, verse 4 and 5. Let's see what Isaiah say, chapter 54, verse 4 and 5. We'll get around to my mind properly on this brand new series. So let's see exactly what we're working with. Part one of Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. Part one, first episode. Let's see what's going on in Isaiah 64, verse 4 and 5. What does it say there, Brother Yahdah Israel?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads. Book of Isaiah 64, verse number 5, verse number 4. Because at the beginning of the world, men have not heard, but received by the ear. Ye have the eye seen, O Yahweh, besides you, but ye have prepared for them that waited for him. Verse 5. Thou meetest them that rejoice and work in righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy way. Though thou art wroth, we have sinned. those is continuing, and we shall be safe.
That big talk there, Brother Yaglai Israel. That's great. Big old talk right there. So otherwise, it's some things waiting on us, Brother Yaglai Israel. But it says it's waiting on us in 2 Ezra chapter 7, 1 through 11. How do we get a hold to this? That big talk you just said that, Brother Yaglai Israel. You know, we're going to precept that shortly, but in the 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 1 through 11, we might as well talk about this right here. You working with, so you own something right out the gate there, Brother Yaglai Israel. 2 Ezra chapter 7, 1 through 11, what it say?
Book of 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse number 1 through 11 reads. Book of 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse number 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the minister spirit, which had been sent unto me the night afore, verse number 2. He said unto me, Up, Ezra, and hear the word that I am come to tell thee. Verse 3. Now says, Speak on, my Yahweh. And said he unto me, The sea is set in a wide place, that it might be deep and great. Verse number 4, but put the gates, the entrance were narrow and like a river. Verse 5, who then could go into the sea to look upon it, to rule it? If he went not through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? Verse 6, there's also another thing. A city is built and set upon a broad field that's full of all good things. Verse 7, the entrance thereof is narrow and is set in a dangerous place to fall. Like as if there were fire on the right hand, on the left deep, a deep water. Verse number 8. And one only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so that there could but one man go there at once. Verse number 9. The city now were given unto a man for inheritance. If he never shall pass the danger set before it, then shall he receive this inheritance. Verse 10. Now said, it is so, Yahweh. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion. Verse 11. Because for their sake I made the world. With Adam's sin, my statute, then was decreed that now is done.
And that's all. That big talk of that, Brother Yahweh Israel, you know, that talk of that had me trembling behind that. So Yahweh got an order or something, he tell you bottom line, that you ain't going to get to where you want to get to, you understand something, unless you got some that 2 Ezra 1 through 11. He said, it ain't going to be no cakewalk to get to it. So now we're doing a brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries. So those who want to sit on the sideline thinking that's how it works, no. We just found out now it don't work that way. It don't work that way. You just heard it, how it worked. Now, we're going to precept a little bit of that and see exactly what Yahweh says behind all that good talk, what he says in 1633. Now, behind all that great big tall talking, you just got to read what did Yahweh say, piggybacking on something that the elder did say, according to the spirit of Yahweh. What he's telling us to do behind all that good talk in 1633 of St. John.
Book of St. John 16. Verse number 33 reads, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Mm-hmm. So he let you know right off the top. If you come and serve him, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have tribulation, see, right here. So otherwise, gird yourself up. And he made it plain, then Paul was invited to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom. He was invited to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom to piggyback on what you just got through saying. Now we're going to see what he say in the book of Hebrew, the new title called Hebrew. So by entering into this brand new series of Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, my mind had me to say, let's go straight to the book of Jubilees 32. then tied in with Jubilees when he gave Abram a great tongue in his mouth. But he said, yeah, that's what you had on your mind. But what do I got? But let's hear what I got to say. He said, then you drop Luke 12:12 on the table? Yeah, but then you put down what I tell you to put down. So now we're going to the book. He's letting you know this thing is not going to be the way you want it to be. And it's up to you to rise to the occasion on the way the Bible got it. So he says in the 12th chapter, pick up at verse 4. Remember, he asks you a question. He said, tell me something, especially you six anointed camps, have this happened to you? Let's see what he says in 12, verse 4. He'll let you know, be of good cheer. He said, he passed the test, and all the way you going to get to where I'm going to be back on earth in grand style, you got to pass the test. So he will ask you a question, old Paul, at the great big Southern Temple, and he says something at the Southern Temple that we want to hear the devil. And 12 verse 4 down to verse 9. What he said in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrew, blew the title called Hebrew, chapter 12, verse 4 down to verse 9. What he said there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Hebrew. It's not anywhere in Hebrews. Chapter 12. Verse number 4 through 9 reads. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Verse number 4. You're not resisted unto the blood striving against sin. Verse 5. Ye have forgotten the exhortation. We're speaking unto you as children. My son, my daughter, despise not the chastening of Yahuwah. But faint without our rebuke of him, verse number 6. For whom Yahuwah loveth, he chasteneth, scourgeth every son and daughter whom he received. Verse number 7. If you endure chastising, Yahuwah dealeth with you as with sons and daughters. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Verse number 8. If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons and daughters. Verse number 9. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which corrected us. We gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and leave?
So he's saying, now Paul was invited to the Southern Kingdom Temple. And he got on the microphone and said, look here. We got corrected according to and four times. He said, now don't you want to be corrected now? Before you are up in a rude awakening and find out the way you thought it was is wrong. And that's why I make it plain to tell you how we got to present ourselves. We got to present ourselves before we go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Let's see what it says in 18, 1, 2, 3 of the book of Matthew. So we got to see one thing about it. We're dealing with a brand new series. I had on my mind to go one way. He said, yeah, that's what you had on your mind. But what about what we want to put on the tape? See, that's the point, Steve, right? That's when you know Yahuwah is working with you. When you got something on your mind, he tell you put that to the side until I tell you to bring it in. Bring in what I got on, what I want on the table. So he wanted him some Matthew chapter 18, 1, 2, and 3, and we're going to precept that to 32, verse 7. Let's see what it says, Brother Yahdai Israel. Matthew 18, 1, 2, and 3. Listen real good. My fact, knock out verse 4, make it sound good. Take it out to verse 5, make it sound good. Matthew chapter 18, 1 through 5, then precept that to the book called Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Let's see what we can get out of this, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 18, verse number 1 through 5 reads. Book of Matthew 18, verse number 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Yahuwah the Son, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse number 2. Yahuwah the Son called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3. Said, truly, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. He said, well, therefore shall come with themselves as this little child. The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me.
That's big talk again, brother Yadayadri. I don't know why I'm over here trembling like I'm heading to the penitentiary or something. I'm trembling over here behind what you're bringing out so far in the first edition of this brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries in the Bible. Tribe of Yagda. Six anointed council voices of the true Israelite is gonna unlock the mysteries in the Bible. And let's find out a little bit more by going to Deuteronomy 32, verse number 7. Let's see what it says there, Brother Yagda Israel.
Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 7 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse number 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and you will show your elders, and they will tell you.
So he's telling you, bottom line, if you're going to find out about the days of old and what's on his mind, the first thing you have to do is you got to ask the elders, and they will show you, and ask your fathers, and they both, once they get it from the elders, will tell you. So that's the days of old, see, right? That's how it works in the days of old. So you tell your bottom line, and if you get all that down pat, back up to 30th chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 30, back up to 30, and we'll look at verse 1 through 7, and we'll skip down 10 through 14 and 20. Go on Deuteronomy chapter 30, 1 through 7. If you get all that down pat, we'll make it 1 through 8, make it sound good. We're going to Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 8. Skip down 10 through 14 and 20. So he's telling you, bottom line, children of the book, you have to be in a position to ask the elders. The elders are going to tell the fathers. And the fathers have your answer. And they're going to tell you. So the father's job is to tell you what the next move is, not to compromise with your note, shape, or form. Because one thing about the father in 3 verse 9 of Sirach do is what? So you fathers, you those at the head of the house, understand one thing that's written in 3 verse 9 of the book of Sirach. Understand what he told the seer to put in writing. 3 verse 9 says what?
Book of Sirach 3 verse number 9 reads, For the blessing of the father establishes the family of the children. But the curse
the
of the mother.
Of the father establish the blessing. So all about you waiting on somebody to say something to you, and I'm waiting on the blessing of the father establish the family, whatever it is. So there it is right there in 3 verse 9. So the first thing we got to find out, one thing, order is what Yahuwah wants, and he going to get it, whether you like it or not, order. But anyone is up under the Father. The message will come directly to him, and he'll tell you the answer, because the Father went and dipped into what the elder had to say, and the elder was ready to prepare. Now we get a case in point on that. It goes to the 16th chapter. So we're laying the foundation on this brand new series, because it says in real plain in Psalms 11 verse 3, what it tell you out of the mouth of David, 1000 BC, Brother Yahdai Israel, what it tell you in 11 verse 3 of Psalms?
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah instruction keepers do?
If you don't have your foundation, I don't care. But understand one thing, the righteous. But understand what that means. what that means, the righteous. Let's look at 8 verse 12. See, this is the only way you're going to be righteous. Let's look at St. John 8 verse 12. You're going to have some of this to be righteous. You're going to have you some St. John 8 verse 12. If you're going to be righteous, you have to have you some 8 verse 12 working with you. What did it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel? 8 verse 12.
The book of St. John, chapter 8, verse number 12 reads, "Then spake Yahweh the Son again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life."
You see the man saying? So he's saying, bottom line, if you're going to be righteous, you got to have a light of life. You got to have the light of life. And he told the seal to piggyback off of that. And 8:16 and skip down to verse 20 of Isaiah. He said, now listen. He said, now listen, Isaiah. They pull that from you and what you got going on. And then we get some 1 John 1:5-8. Let me tell you something. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the signs of the time through this unlocking, the biblical mystery, the tribe of Yahdah is going to unlock the Bible mysteries. But if you don't have your foundation of the Bible, what can the righteous do? Now, I don't know what I said a minute ago, Brother Yahdah Israel. I hope you got it written down, because I don't say it, and I'm laying in the wind waiting to hear some more. Come on.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse number 16, verse number 20 reads. Look at Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the covenant testimony. Seal the Torah instructions among my disciples, followers. Verse 20. To the Torah instructions, to the covenant testimony. They speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light in this.
No, so otherwise, if you ain't using both sides of the book, double dutching that book, is no light in you. Yahweh is not in there with you, and that ain't how he operates. Unless you're using both sides of the book, that's how he operates. On the right side of the book, 1 John, precept that to 1:5-8. Let's see what it says in 1 John chapter 1, on the right side of the book, 1:5-8. What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 John, number 5-8 reads, book of 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you that Yahweh is light and in him is no darkness at all. Verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one with another. And the blood of Yahweh the Son cleanses us from all sin. Verse number 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
That's been talked about, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now let's back up to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and we'll look at 1-8 and 10-14 and verse 20. So listen to you right. It's a brand new series. We are kicking off part one, unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. Things have been hid from us since the foundation of the world. And we're going to find out so far, if you don't have your foundation, what can the righteous do? You can be right, but one thing about it, how is you right? In your own eyes, are you right in according to the word of Yahweh? We'll find out later. And see what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1-8, 10-14, and verse 20. Brother Yahweh Israel. Brand new series. Let's kick it off in grand style. Come on.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 1-8, verse number 10-14, and verse number 20 reads. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 1. It shall come to pass. Now these things that come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have said before you, and you shall call them to mind among all nations, whether Yahweh have driven you. Verse 2. and shall return unto Yahweh, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day, you and your family, with all your might, and with all your strength. Verse number 3. Then Yahweh will turn your captivity, have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all nations, whether Yahweh have scattered you. Verse number 4. If any of thine be driven unto the utmost parts of the heavens, from this will Yahweh gather you, from this will he fetch you. Verse 5. Yahweh will bring thee into the land which your fathers possessed. You shall possess it. He will do you good, multiply you above your fathers. Verse 6. Yahweh will circumcise your mind and the mind of your seed to love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your strength, that you may as live. Verse 7. Yahweh will put all these curses upon your enemies and on them that hate you, which persecute you. Verse 8. You shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh. Do all his Torah instructions, which I command you this day. Verse number 10. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions, his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah instructions, and if thou turn unto Yahweh with all your mind and with all your strength. Verse number 11. For this Torah instructions, commandments, which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Verse 12, it is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13, neither beyond the sea that thou should say it, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14, but the word is very nigh unto you, in your mouth and in your mind, that thou mayest do. Verse 20, that thou mayest love Yahweh, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give them.
Now, we're going to find out a whole lot that we're going to find out now exactly what we got to do and what the narrow road that we got to go down to get there and how we got to get. We're going to find out a whole lot, see, right? In this brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, we're going to find out a whole lot. Matter of fact, I believe we've heard enough that that's my mind talking. We can play music the rest of the night. That's my mind talking. My mind was going to be getting Jubilees 32, but my mind said that, but it ain't about my mind. It's about what Yahweh put on the tape. So we try to get somewhere to see, right? In 2nd Ezra chapter 10, let's find out exactly what's going on in verse 7 and 23 and 51. Let's find out what's going on in 2nd Ezra chapter 10, verse 7, 23 and 51. We'll read a little bit from 51 to see which way that goes. Let's see what it says in 2nd Ezra, chapter 10, verse 7. Skip down to verse 23. Then skip down to verse 51. Let's read a little bit and see what kind of point he's trying to tell us there. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 10, verse number 7, verse 23. And verse 21, verse 51 reads. Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 10, verse number 7. 2nd Ezra 10, verse 7. How that Yahdah of Judah, including where Zion, our mother, is full of all heaviness, and much humble, born in very soul. Verse 23. Which is the greatest of all, the seal of Yahdah of Judah, have now lost her honor. She is delivered into the hands of them that hate us. Verse 51. And therefore I bade thee remain in the field where no house was built. Verse 52. For I knew that the highest would show this unto thee. Verse 53. Therefore I commanded thee to go into the field where no foundation of any building was. verse 54. When the plagues were in their highest, beginning to show this his city, there can no man's building be able to stand. Verse 55. And therefore fear not, let not thy mind be affrighted. Go thy way in and see the beauty and greatness of the building, as much as thine eye be able to see. Verse 56. Then shalt thou hear as much as thine ears may comprehend. Verse 57. For thou art blessed above many of and are called with the highest, and so are but few. Verse 58. But tomorrow at night thou shalt remain here. Verse 59. So shall the highest show thee vision of the high things, which the Most High will do unto them that dwell upon earth in the last day. So I slept that night in another, like as he commanded me.
That's good right there. So now you see how this thing is unfolding. He was showing Ezra the seer exactly. He said, go on in. So he put his brain where he can walk right into the temple of the Almighty return. He said, now look far as your eyes can see, Ezra. He said, this is how it's going to be. He said, now, the splendors of your eyes see exactly where this thing going to be at. So all them spirits tell you about some up, and away we go. It don't work like that, see, right? And that's why we got to unlock the biblical mysteries of the Bible. And how it works is Yahweh showing you the order how it works. And he says, and back up to verse 7, he made a profound statement because the question, see, one thing about it, you got to always ask questions. And let's see what he says in 2 Ezra 10, verse 7, one more time, about what happened. Look what Ezra asked the minister of spirit. He asked him a question. Let's see what he says in 10, verse 7.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 10, verse number 7 reads. Book of 2 Ezra 10, verse number 7. How did Yahdah Judah, polluted with Zion, our mother, is full of all heaviness and much humble, mourning very sore.
If you done all this, why is we in the predicament we in today? And they knew at that time that they was from Southern Kingdom, Yahdah Judah. He said, why is we all in this bad condition? Now that's the mental spirit. Then Jeremiah 1 verse 4 down to verse number 10 starts kicking in behind that, because he pulled that. Let's see what he pulled that from by going to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. So, you see, Ezra was going to know, well, since Yahdah Judah got all this great stature of understanding, then why are we in the predicament we in today? When he said, well, did you pull that from Jeremiah? So, the minister spirit of God said, well, run back to Jeremiah, and let's see what he says in 1 verse 4. We'll read down to verse 9, possibly 10. Let's see how much we can get out of 1 verse 4 out of verse 9 and see what's going on. Jeremiah chapter 1, picking up verse 4, let's read a little bit there, Brother Yahdah Israel. You own something? I don't know what it is, but we'll find out shortly. 1 verse 4, let's read a little bit. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4. Book of Jeremiah 1, verse 4 reads, then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a seer unto the nation. Verse 6, then said I, O Yahweh, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Verse 7, Yahweh said unto me, say not, I'm a child, but you shall go to all that I shall send thee. Whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Verse 8, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, save Yahweh. Verse 9. Then Yahuwah put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Yahuwah said unto me, you'll have put my words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10.
Verse number 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdom, to root out, to pour down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant.
Ain't that something? So that's why we got the new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, because our thing is broke down all the bad teaching that have been on the table. After we throw it down real big, we have to throw it down, no doubt about it. And Yahuwah said, don't worry, I'm with you. See, that's the key right there, see right here. He said, but I'm with you. He said, well, Jeremiah, you're telling me it's all about right now. He said, moreover, I have set you over the nation. So six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite, we over the nation in the word of Yahuwah. That's why this new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries, of course, based upon the Bible, we have to unlock some things that have been hid from you, but is written right in the pages of this book. He says, but we're going to have to root out some things, and we're going to have to destroy some things, and after we get it all tore down, then we have to build it back up. So that's how that's what he got on his mind. Now build it back up. But Ezra asked the question, why are we in this predicament? Then Jeremiah also answered that question for him, and all he told Ezra to do was, what did Jeremiah say in the 13th chapter, 8 through 10? He said, well, hey, Jeremiah, I'm here. Ezra, I'm here. But the question you asked, why we in the predicament we in today? That was, he asked. He said, well, what did Jeremiah say behind that in the 13th chapter, 8 through 10? Let's see what he said. Jeremiah chapter 13, 8 through 10.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse number 8 through 10 reads. Book of Jeremiah 13, verse number 8. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9. So say of Yahuwah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahuwah, the great pride of the southern kingdom. Verse number 10. This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in their imagination of their mind, walk after other false Yahuwah to serve them, to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
He said, that's the reason you're in the captivity you then and in your captivity now. He said, it's evil people from southern kingdom. They refuse to hear my words. They want, and his word is plainly is laid out for you in this brand new series we're on. His word is laid out. He said, it's evil people. The reason you're in captivity, because you are evil people. Because your problem is, he said, you refuse to hear the word. Now he said, and give me what I need in 13:27. What words? He said, this evil people called Southern Kingdom in this brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. You refuse to hear the word. That is what? 13:27. Give what we need there out of the book of Acts there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse number 27 reads. Acts 13, verse 27. For they that dwell at Yahdai Judah, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seals, which are read every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day you've been hearing the voice of the seer every Sabbath day, and the elders and the teachers all every Sabbath day. But you refuse to be a 2:13, and Paul was invited to go by order of Yahuwah to the north again. So when he got to Northern King, he looked from eyeball to eyeball and said to them in 2:13, a profound statement in Romans. Listen what Paul said to Northern Kingdom, 2 verse 13, that's written in your Bible. What did it say?
Book of Romans 2, verse 13 reads, for not the ears of the Torah instructions are just, before Yahweh. But the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
He said, not the hearers of the Torah instruction. It's going nowhere. You can pack the nation and pack this thing all you want. But we're talking about the doers now, see, right? Because I remember a brother said back in the days, he said, I said, brother, you got to start teaching now. And he did start, but for the wrong reason. Then about a week or so later, he said, I don't want to be a teacher. No. I said, well, you know, everybody in the Bible tried to do the same thing. Look what Moses tried to do. But see, when you got a calling on you and you reject the calling that's on you and you say, well, I don't want to be, and all of a sudden, and the way Yahweh says, even Moses himself, you know, the one that led the children of Israel to so far. Look what he says in 4 verse 10. Listen to the conversation Moses say. Now Moses going eyeball to Almighty. And let's see, can we hear some of this conversation that Moses making? So sometimes you be wondering, when you blessed with a certain talent, and you decide to take your talent and put it up on the bed. Moses was, Moses tried to talk his talk in 4 verse 10. Let's hear some of this conversation Moses was doing with the Almighty. Four-letter man, YHWH. Let's hear some of this conversation going on and what happened in the end of it, Brother Yahweh Israel. Pick up verse 4, verse 10. Let's read what Yahweh says to him. Because see, I'm going to tell you something. Well, sometimes we tell you, hey, look, it's time to step your game up, time to get in this man's business, and you drag your feet, and you wonder why things happen to you. Same brother we're talking about. Hey, brother, he said, hey, seer, I don't want to be a teacher. So, okay, well, that's what you call it. From that point on, he'd been falling down the hill, and every demon that ever existed jumped into him and wham his tail out even to this day. You can't run from Yahweh when something's told to you to be done. You got to step up to the plate, and you got to put some urgency. And you know what he got written in 4:3:24? What he got written in 4:3:28? Make it 24, make it sound good. Let's see what he got written in Sirach chapter 43. And pick it up what he says, something in verse 24 down a little bit. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. And look at Sirach 43 and verse 24, what it says.
The book of Sirach chapter 43, verse number 24 reads. Book of Sirach 43, verse number 24. They that sail on the sea tell of the danger thereof. When we hear it with our ears, we marvel thereat. Verse 25. For therein be strange and wondrous works, variety of all kinds of beasts, whales. Verse 26. By him the end of them has prospered, success. By his word all things consist. Verse 27. You may think much, and yet come short. Wherefore, in some, he is all. Verse 28. How shall we be able to magnify him? For he is great above all his works. Verse 29. Yahweh is terrible, very great, marvelous in his power. Verse 30. Will you honor Yahweh? Exalt him as much as you can. For even yet will he far exceed. And when you exalt him, put forth all your strength. And be not weary. But you can never go far enough.
Ain't that something? So then you know, see, let me tell you something. When you know you've been chosen and you find out that you are who you are in Southern Kingdom and know you're the lead tribe and responsibility step to the plate and you drag your feet, you say you can't never get eaten with the Almighty no way. So once you find out who you are and understand that when Yahweh sent the seals, the elders, the fathers, tell you time to step your game up, and you drag your feet, then look for exactly what happened, and we can give you account of it all over the book, and we can give you account of it in presence when you were back away from Yahuwah, and then you want to come another way, you end up in a whole heap of trouble and starts in your brain. Now, Moses was on the table, and Moses knew that he was raised up around the Pharaoh, but Yahuwah, during the time, according to Galatians 4:1, verse, because we're not reading it, let's read this 4 verse 10 conversation, see what happened here. Because one thing about it, when a call is called on you and you pick to do something, step up to the plate. Don't drag your feet. Stop dragging your feet. Stop dragging your feet. You hear what the seer telling you? Stop dragging your feet. 4 verse 10 is read a little bit. Come on, that Bubba Yahweh Israel.
The book of Exodus, verse number 10 reads, "And Moses said unto Yahweh, O my Yahweh, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." Verse number 11. Yahweh said unto him, "Who have made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seer, or the blind? Have not I, Yahweh?" Verse 12. "Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say." Verse 13. And he said, "O my Yahweh, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom you will send." Verse 14. The anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, "Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet you. And when he seeth you, he will be glad in his mouth." Verse 15. "Thou shalt speak unto him, put words in his mouth. I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth he will teach you what you shall do." Verse 16.
That's good right there. Right there. Right there. You see, the day going to pop. The day is right there, Steve Wright. That's how it works, Steve Wright. That's how it works. Let's go back to 32, verse 7 again, and Deuteronomy. So that's how it works, see, right? So now you see, that's the foundation of how it works. It's got to be some teaching done, see, right? Looking past the drywall, waiting on somebody to tell you something, past the drywall, you're out of order everywhere. No, see, right? It got to be some teaching done, and this is the order thing in 32, verse 7 of Deuteronomy. This is real good. What it says in 32, verse 7, some teaching got to be done. 32 verse 7 says what?
Book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you."
That's how it works here, right? Now, Brother Yahweh Israel, now let's go back. Now, it's all right. Now, go grab out Jubilee 32. Now let's grab out Jubilee 32 now, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now, see, now I had me do Deuteronomy 32 from the get-go. Yeah, but I've been an hour and a half ago, at least about 20 minutes we got it. Jacked up out of the WCC and the New York station for 20 minutes past that. We talking about from that point to this point, now we're going to get on up some what happened in Jubilee. Because see, one thing about it, Steve Wright, remember, this is a brand new series, right off the press, called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. By who? The tribe of Yahweh. Who is that? The six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. So you're taking notes? Take great notes. You're going to learn something. Exactly how to straighten this book up for yourself, to help you, to help others that come in contact with you. What you reading that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse number 21 through 25, read. Book of Jubilee 32, verse number 21. "And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, a minister spirit descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. He gave them to Israel, and he read them and knew." Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. "And he read them and he knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout the ages." Verse 22. He showed them all that was written on the tablet and said unto him, do not build this place. Do not make it an eternal sanctuary. Do not dwell here, for this is not the place. Go to the house of Abraham, your father, and dwell with Isaac, your father, until the day of the death of your father. Verse 23, for in Mizraim thou wilt die in peace, and in this land thou wilt be buried with honor in the sepulchre of your father, with Abraham and Isaac. Verse 24, fear not, for thou hast seen and read it, thus will it all be. And do thou write down everything that thou hast seen and read. Verse 25, and Israel, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
Ain't that something? He's a man of friend. He said, I'm going to bring everything back to your remembrance. So you see how it works here, right? Now, the Memphis spirit came from heaven. And he hemmed up him some Jacob. He said, now, Jacob, you get on over to your grandfather and take it from there. He said, how am I going to remember everything I'm saying? Go back and read that verse again, because now we're seeing something in that 32:21 that we're going to expound on something. Because, see, this is how it works. Because you got a whole lot of brothers just below to say, I'm waiting on the Most High to tell me something. Well, I beg your difference. That's why this brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries in the Bible. It's a mystery, but you're going to find out all the answers. Take notes of this series, Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Part 1. Learn something. We're going to learn something too. And guess what we're going to be doing? We're going to be taking great notes ourselves. What you reading there, Brother Yahdai, is a gift. I summon in there, in that 32:21, possibly 22, I need to throw me one precept in there to tie that in. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai, is there?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 21 reads, and he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, a minister spirit descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. Gave them to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, and he read them, and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his son throughout all the ages. Verse 22.
Well, hold that point, hold that point. He read them. But now you got a teaching coming up by the same Middle Spirit came to Muhammad, and he said he could read. Now, wait a minute. It don't work like that. So there go your mystery right there. So now whoever is the author that putting that Quran and all that stuff together in the 6th century, now they don't work like that because the middle spirit don't change. When he bring you something, and that's precept there to show you exactly what got to go on. But they got teachers talking about, well, when he came in the cave and called Elijah and Muhammad in the cave, he said, read this. He said, I'm not a reader. Well, wait a minute. How do you do business with you if you ain't even reading that? You see that? But are you going to wait on something that's going to give you a jerk and a kick, huh? It don't work like that. A jerk and a kick is not going to get the answer. All you doing playing with yourself and everybody around you. Now you see brothers and sisters get a jerk and a kick. What a jerk and a kick going to do what the man said in the book of, before you read that, let's go to Daniel. Because Daniel was working with something. See, we got to deal with this folly about you're going to get a jerk and a kick. Now you got to ask. That's discredit the Bible. It don't work like no jerk and a kick. A jerk and a kick. Now you got to ask. You waiting on him to tell you something from. Now it don't work like that, see, right? You want to do Bible? Then let's do Bible. Let's see what he said in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's see that a jerk and a kick happen when we get a precept out of it. That's why when you precept your Bible, we'll know who gets some jerks and some kicks. Skip down to verse 7, down to verse 10. It's not about this jerk and kick. Ezekiel chapter 2:1-7-10, then go right down to 3:1-3. No, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's find out. Do a jerk and a kick, get you all right. See, that's why we're doing a brand new series, Six and Money Count. This is called part one of unlocking biblical mysteries in the Bible. Who gonna do it? Tribe of Yahdah. Who's the tribe of Yahdah? Six anointed camps are bosses of the true Israelites. See, a jerk and a kick, and we waiting on him to respond to us. It don't work like that. You got it? The Bible tell you how it works. Pay attention. Take good notes, great notes. What we're reading about the Yahdah Israel, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1 down to verse 2, 7 down to 10, then go down to 1, 2, 3, 4, and read verse 10 in the third chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10. Let's find what it say. See, the seer take great notes, and that's when I'm quiet. I take great notes because that is the game changer. You just don't just hear something. Take great notes, because it's going to come back up. Then you look back at your great notes and say, wow, pretty good. What is written, how it works, Brother Yahdah Israel? Come on.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 7 through 10, read. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse number 1. He said unto me, Son of man, stand upon your feet, and I will speak unto you. Verse number 2, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, and I heard him that spake unto me. Verse number 7, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. Verse 8, for thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious family. Open your mouth and eat that I give thee. Verse number 9. When I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. Verse 10. He spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentation and woe.
1 through 4, 10 and 27. What does it say? 1 through 4. Skip down to verse 10. Then we'll get on back to what we own in verse 27. 1 through 4, verse 10 and 27. So there it is what they're saying right here. So when you hear anybody tell you I'm waiting on the Almighty to say something, I'm telling you, so wait a minute. It don't work like that. And that's why this brand new series will tell you right up on part number one, unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. By who? The tribe of Yahdah Judah. Who is that? The six anointed council of bosses of the true Israelites. We're going to unlock the mysteries. And when you hear somebody say, I'm waiting on the Almighty, you know what words they use to say something to me, then you know then and there, they out of order according to the Bible. It don't work like that. What you reading out of Ezekiel? Come on there, Brother Yahdah Israel.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 1 through 4, verse 10, and verse 27 reads. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou fat, eat this roll, and go speak unto the family of Israel. Verse number 2. So I opened my mouth, and he called me to eat that roll. Verse 3, he said unto me, Son of man, cause your belly to eat. Fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Verse 4, he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee unto the family of Israel. Speak with my words unto them. Verse 10, for he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I will speak unto thee, receive in your mind. Hear with your ear. Verse 27. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth. Thou shalt say unto them, the Savior Yahweh, he that hear, let him hear. Yet she that forbears, let them forbear. For they are a rebellious family.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean by they that forbear? What do you mean by they rebellious people? What is he trying to say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Is he trying to say they got some St. John 10:1 in them? What is he saying about them? He said, look here, your job is to deal with the brand new series and put my word on tape. He said, don't worry about if they are St. John 10:1. What did he say in St. John 10:1?
Book of St. John chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye she that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
He said, don't worry about that part. So now we see what's the rot. He pulled that from what we just got through reading, coming out of Ezekiel in 6 verse 2. What did he say in 6 verse 2? So he said, let me tell you something. He's a seer. The program director got a brand new series up on there. Hey, you just do it the way I tell you to do it and watch how it come out. Unlocking the biblical mystery of the Bible. My boss is over to Israel. We're going to do it. By doing one thing, following what Yahweh gives us on the run. What do he give you on the run, Steve Ray? Got to lay the foundation. Don't lay it. We're going to lay the foundation. And when we get through landing, when bosses over two is alike, 600 cabin gets through landing, I got to get a precept out of that, buddy. ECS here. Once you precept that. Let's go to third chapter. And let's see exactly what he's saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel. In third chapter, let's see what he says in St. John, First Corinthians chapter 3. In First Corinthians chapter 3 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see, can we tie this in on whatever we're on right now? We'll get back there in a minute. And first, we want to make sure that what we get ready to do in this brand new series, we can in some verses. What is it saying 3:11?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, what other foundation can no man lay than that that is laid, which is Yahweh the Son.
We're going to lay the foundation of Yahweh the Son, and can nobody else come behind it? Because this foundation is going to be laid upon the Yahweh the Son. And what do you say in verse 12?
Verse number 12. Now if any man or woman build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Verse 14.
That's good. Wait. Hold that right there, my young God. What you mean it's going to be revealed by fire? Now somebody think about run out there to the master, get a... What fire is going to be revealed about that we can read with the precept? And 2 Kings 13:38, can you help me out? What is he trying to say it's going to be revealed by fire? What that supposed to mean? And we'll get back to running in 2 Kings 13:38. What do you mean by that everything that a man or woman do is going to be revealed by fire? What are you talking about in 13:38, the second book of 2 Ezra? What are you talking about that, Brother Yahdai Israel? She wrote it.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse 38 reads, shall lay before them their evil thoughts, and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. He shall destroy them without labor by the Torah structure, which is like unto fire.
My. You mean the Torah instruction? It's like fire? You just You know, that's why I say, you know, we know what the man's saying. And we agree with him. You know, the man just said, you're going to be tried by fire, and what's going to try you is the first five books of Torah instruction. And that's the way it is, see, right? That's the fire. So now you know what the fire is. The fire is the first five books of Yahweh the Son that got it from the Father. That's what you're going to be tried with. So you keep that in your mind. So if you're not lying on these first five books, that's what's going to try you. And we're going to leave that like it is. And what did we leave off on, Brother Yahweh Israel? What were we working with? We paused to come back to that. What was that?
Book of Sirach 6, verse number 2. Book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2 reads, extol not thyself in the counsel of thine own mind, that thy life be not torn to pieces as a bull straying alone.
Where you pull that from? Proverbs 3, verse 5. Where you pull that from, Brother Yahweh Israel? What can we read that Sirach pull that verse from? You know Sirach pulled that verse. He said, look here. You know those that, you know, a lot of brothers. Now, who was on, a three-way, four-way call. And the brother say, I'm a solo learner. Yeah? I should have told him out, but, you know, I'm a great note taker now. See, dang, you say out your mouth is going to come back. He said, but I'm a great researcher, but I'm a solo learner. Yeah. You know, stuff like that, he had me to remember it. What he said in 3 verse 5? The solos, the one that learns, that is a self-taught. What he tell them they're doing in 3 verse 5 of Proverbs?
Book of Proverbs 3, verse number 5 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Verse number 5. Trust in Yahweh with all your might, and lean not to your own understanding.
So if he tell you not to do it and you do it anyway, then again, what spirit had you to say that? If he tell you what not to do. See, this man in the Bible is a dictator from his father. The mental spirit is a dictator to the seer. The seer is a dictator to the elder. The elders are dictated to the fathers. The fathers are dictated to the mothers. The mothers is a dictator to the children. That's just the way it is, see, right? Did you understand what you just heard? It is. This is Jesus. We're dealing with unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. The mystery, it ain't no compromising in the Bible. This is dictatorship. What, are we on anything else, Brother Yahweh Israel?
That was it, sir.
Come on back to that 32 chapter and give me that verse 22 again. That Jubilees chapter 32, verse 22. Come on back, let's hear that one more time in the 32nd chapter, verse 22. Now remember, the mental spirit is coming down to Jacob. At this time, his name was not changed to Israel. So now he's coming down and telling him something, the way you go. After I leave you, you go find your grandfather. You go find your grandfather, and you'll take it from there. That's what you do. 32 verse 2 says what? 32, 22 says what? A Jubilees.
Book of Jubilees, chapter 32, verse 22 reads, he showed him all that was written on the tablet. He said unto him, do not build this place. Do not make it an eternal sanctuary. Do not dwell here, for this is not the place. Go to the family of Abraham, your father, and dwell with Isaac, your father, until the day of the death of your father.
Mm-hmm. Give me some help. Give me some help.
Verse 23. When Mizraim thou wilt die in peace, in this land thou will be buried of your father, with Abraham and Isaac. Verse 24. For not. But as thou hast seen and read it, thus will it all be. Do thou write down everything as thou hast seen and read. Verse 25. And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, said, Yahweh, How can I remember all that I have seen and read? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
Ain't that so? So read verse 21 again. 32-21.
The book of Jubilee, 32. Verse 21 reads, and he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, a minister spirit descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. He gave them to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his son throughout all the ages.
Precept up to 49, verse 1 there. Oh, yeah, God, Israel, Genesis. You mean this Bible right here have blessed the six anointed camps of Voices of a Jewish Life to unlock the biblical mysteries of the Bible? If that don't make you grin ear to ear, that you is witnessing a brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. Tribe of Yadav, Lahu, the six anointed camps of Voices of a Jewish Life. And you ain't excited about that? I am. Yeah, I am. Because one thing about it, see, right here, this man right here is making his move with this ministry, and all the man tell you one thing. Get in where you've been in it. You remember what Moses said, can you find somebody to do it? Yahweh got mad at it. He got mad at it. Said, listen, don't worry, Moses. I'm going to be your mouth. I'm going to tell you same thing he told Jeremiah. And the same thing going today, see, right? Sooner you might be driving. You might be going to the laundromat or going to just hang out on Joplin Bay. And one day, Ezekiel 33:33 is going to hit you. I don't know where you're going to be at. What do Ezekiel 33:33 say? What does it say, Brother Yahshua?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter
33,
verse 33 reads, Book of Ezekiel 33, verse 33. And when this cometh to pass, though it will come, then shall they know that a seal have been among them.
It's going to rain. It's going on. It's going to dawn on you. It's going to dawn on you. And one that makes you so upset, just make you, it's your only road map to where you kind of get to. And then it's going to hit you. 49 verse 1 says what?
The book of Genesis.
Genesis. Remember we read in 32:21 now. Remember the precept of 32:21. Remember what it said in 49 verse 1. What did it say?
The book of Genesis 49 verse number 1. And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Ain't that something? So when that man brought all them boys one at a time to him, you'd know, you see what he was working with. So how would that mortal man tell you all that gonna befall all 12 sons in the latter days? He was just signing off the foundation, what happened? On this brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. You just found out right now? Huh? He told him to write it down and go to your grandfather, and he's going to tell you what you got to do and prepare you to come and throw your 12 boys and tell them what's going to befall them in the last days. Keep that in your mind. So now, let's run to Genesis chapter 10 now, Brother Yahdai Israel. It's something I got to take care of on the way to taking care of something. Genesis chapter 10. And we're going to look at something that said 21 and 22, how they stumble all over this thing. They stumble all over this thing big time, Brother Yahdai Israel. But what it says, and just read the way you see it, and we'll watch somebody just tremble to the knees. What it says in 10, verse 21 and 22 of Genesis?
Book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 21. Verse 22, read. Book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse 21. Unto Shem, also, father of all the family of Ephraim, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. Verse 22. The family, the children of Shem, Elam, and Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram.
Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 32.
Verse number 30. And their dwelling was from Mashah, as thou goest unto Sephar, a mount of the east. Verse 31. These are the sons of Shem, after their family, after their tongue, in their land, after their nation. Verse 32. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generation, in their nation. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood.
Mm-hmm. Now come back again to verse 21.
Verse number 21. Genesis 10, verse 21. Unto Shem also, the father of all the family of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born.
You know, you got great big old scholars, a whole lot of years ago, and they'll say, well, you see that seer, Japheth is the elder. But don't say that seer, right? That don't say Japheth is the elder, although you can read it back that way, and we know exactly that you don't understand unlocking the mystery of the Bible. Japheth is not the elder. The elder is the one that you can read. And that's why you got to always understand what the Bible telling you. And Psalms 119, verse 4, and 104. Japheth is not the elder. And he'll tell you in a minute, we're going to other books and find out that Japheth is the elder. No, you don't go to other books to find out that Japheth is the elder, because Japheth is not the elder. You read it wrong, and that's why I tell you, ask your elders, and then they'll show you what it said in the book about Japheth is the elder. That ain't said that, but it reads like that to you. Japheth is the elder. That ain't what it's saying. What you reading that, brother? Y'all got Israel?
Book of Psalm 119, verse 4, verse number 104 reads. Psalm 119, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. For I hate every false way.
Do the precepts. You run any kind of disturbance in the Bible, he tell you what to do. 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 36. If you run into anything in the Bible, before you go outside the Bible peeping, what did Yahuwah by the Nothing Spirit tell David? By the precepts, you get understanding. You're not going to get understanding asking another man what he's saying. And it says, Japheth the elder. Do it really say that? You don't get understanding if you run into a problem. You get the understanding by the precepts. 2 Ezra 3:36 says what?
Book of 2 Ezra 3, verse 36. Thou shalt find that Israel by name had kept your precepts, but not the nation.
Hate that sucker. So how you go ask the nation anything because the nation haven't kept the precept? The one that kept the precept is Israel. And you ain't going to find Israel going in some many books to find out what he's saying about some 1021. Now you see that? He tell you the nation don't have that understanding. We ain't going to 119 verse 47 and 48. We ain't going to even read about that. We'll leave that alone. Let's go to 2 Ezra 16:76. So let me tell you something, Steve Ray. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the six anointed camp have the answer. And once you get them bad spirits off you, they're going to hit you. I better get in where I've been in, because we know it is written soundly in 7 verse 6 of St. John. Something written soundly in 7 verse 6. I don't know what's written in 7 verse 6, but we read 7 verse 6 and 16. What it say? St. John, chapter 7, verse 6 and 16. That's what was given to me. Let's see what it say.
Because St. John, chapter 7, verse number 6, verse number 16 reads, the book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. Verse 16. Yahweh the Son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he is that sent me.
You see the man just said? Because it was the man that's saying. See, I got a problem with that old rap that boys, Brother Yada. I'm going to leave myself out of there for a minute. So, you have a problem with those that teaching you the word of Yahweh, that you know that you're out of order. That's all your problem is. The problem is we've been ordained to teach you what you need to know by unlocking part one, the biblical mysteries of the Bible. And we doing it on and on. I'm taking notes like I'm headed to the penitentiary, taking notes on what he has in store to put on part one. Look what it says in 2 Ezra, chapter 16, 7 to 6 says what? This is what it says. That's what he said. 2 Ezra 16, 7 to 6.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16, verse 76, read. And the guide of them who keep my Torah instruction and precept, saith Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sin lift up the unsaid.
God damn it, keep Torah instruction. That means drive them like you drive a bull down in the on the concrete somewhere. Drive them to keep them Torah instruction. Is that what the man just said? He said, listen, he said, Ezra, listen. Hey, Ezra. He said, don't worry about it. I'll put strength in you. He said, drive them to keep them Torah instruction and precepts. That's what he just said. Read that again, Brother Yahdai. That's a pretty big verse there. What did it say?
Look at 2 Ezra 16. Verse 76, and the guide of them who keep my Torah instructions and precepts, say Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sin lift up the unsaid.
You drive them like you walk that one-eyed Satan when you jump out and take that spear and run his nose on a concrete somewhere. Now, what y'all do for you, see right here? But you got to listen. And in Nehemiah chapter 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, Nehemiah chapter 9, I need one verse and we'll get back to this because time won't get away on this brand new series, first day of the brand new series. And what it says in by driving them well. Let's see what it says in Nehemiah, what Nehemiah said in 9 verse 14. Let's see if Nehemiah got anything to say. And 9:14.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse number 14 reads, and made us known unto them, your righteous sabbath, commanded them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions, by the hand of Moses, your servant.
Drive them, understand it, will you? Let's drive them, take their head and put it in it. And just run it down. Drive them understand one thing. Listen to you, Roy. If you ain't got this, you ain't got nothing coming. Just tell you, point blank. If you ain't doing this, you ain't got nothing coming. You're wasting time. Brand new series, Unlocking the Biblical Mystery of the Bible. He said, drive it to them, seer. Pass it on to the elders, and the elders go grab them fathers, and the fathers go grab the mothers, and the mothers go grab the children. That's it. That's the bottom line. He said, your time, he said, he know his time. He said, but your time is always. He said, I might deliver you up soon. Yeah. So you can keep on playing around with this man and bumming around with this man because what you don't like, what you in on this brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, shame on you. Now, J-Pat is the elder. He said, well, all the way you're going to find out that that verse ain't going to stand up by going to Genesis 5, 32 through the precept. Let's find out. Let's find out, can you hold up Genesis 5, 32. Let's see, can J-Pat the elder hold up once you do what the Bible tell you to do? Put some precept on it. Oh, I'm reading where it says J-Pat is the elder. Okay, you're good. But how do you get understanding? Well, I got to understand by going outside of the book and finding out that J-Pat is the elder. You're going to do it that way. But we'll ask your elders. What the elders going to tell you? Genesis 5:32. What is it saying in 5:32?
The book of Genesis 5, verse 32 reads, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
6, verse 10.
Genesis 6, verse 10. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. See, this is how you take them, and you just put their hand on their throat like a lion, and you just snatch their neck off. 18 and 19 says what?
Book of Genesis chapter 9, verse number 18 and 19 reads. Book of Genesis 9, verse number 18. The sons of Noah that went forth on the earth were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. Verse 19. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread.
Let's run back to 10:21 again, and then look at that verse again. Now you'd be able to see. Or you be what Abraham says in the 23rd chapter, verse 40. He said, hey, my right-hand man, hey, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing but mouth over in the book of Jubilee. He said, my number one son, Ishmael, the Asalama man, Lincoln man to be, what you see? He said, I see the same thing your right-hand man see, nothing but mouth. He said, well, y'all stay with the ass there. Go on about your business somewhere and stay with the ass. He's Isaac, what you see? He said, I see Yahuwah the Son on the cloud and some big black fish hanging out of him. He said, come on, you just mean you go take care of this business. So you see what I'm saying? See, right? So we already know you got to be tried in this book. And you don't recognize the Bible going to stand whether we like it or not. And we're going to bring it to you whether you like it or not. But you're giving you the Bible. So when you jump down in 10:21, read what you read, then you know something is wrong. Precept all day gets you the answer. And the priest, now let's read 10:21 one more time. Against
the book of Genesis 10, verse 21 reads, unto Shem also, the father of all the family of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born.
Now listen, you hear that what the man just said. This is talking about Shem, the father of Eber, elder, you didn't put in there, brother of Japheth. He's the elder, see, right? Shem is the elder. So when you jump out with that bad pool of teaching and you make that mistake and you get that wrong, you don't get everything else wrong. Well, leave it like that. But that's why you got the first two. Don't look past the drywall to get your answer. Look to get your answer from your elder. That's where you get your answer from first. Stop saying, I'm waiting on him to tell me something. Because when you get it from the elder, same way we'll close out with in Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 to 22. We'll close out. Listen to it. This is a brand new series here, right? But until you get this thing down pat, and you watch the walls and tell you, I'm waiting on him to tell me something. And then, you know, right then and there, they have them review the unlocking, the biblical mysteries, tribe of Yagda, the six anointed camps of bosses of a Jewish life. They ain't got a clue what's going on, you know, but it's up to you to help them six anointed camps. Help them when they make them bad remarks about I'm waiting on him to tell me something. It don't work like that. You seeing how it works? Watch Daniel. Give you a bird's eye view how it works. And once he leave you, you will have something on you that will recognize it when you open your back mouth. 9:20-22 says what?
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 20 and 22 reads, book of Daniel 9, verse 20. While I was speaking in prayer, confessing my sin, the sin of my people Israel, presenting my supplication before Yahweh for the righteous mountain of my Yahweh. Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22. And he informed me, he talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill understanding.
Nah. You see that? So if you won't spoke to him, where is the skill and understanding? You don't look down at that verse and come up with cape after elder, because skill and understanding ain't going to tell you that. Skill and understanding said go find that elder, and the elder going to show you through the precepts that get that is the number third son. So if you get that wrong, you ain't have nothing else right. Got it? Good. Part one. Brother Yahdai Israel, until we get on the special edition called Thursday evening, we land the foundation, brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries by who? Tribe of Yahda. Who is that? Bosses of the true Israelites, the sixth anointed count. What's your closing statement in behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out. See Israel, a seed royal. They were king to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
I'm going to bring our elder back in for his closing thoughts on this brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. We'll get his closing thoughts before he starts warming up over there on Pale Talk. The elder being in the room, and any questions or comments or tell you anything we're saying, you know, just go over there or type in what you got to say, and he'll bring it to the microphone. And see, it's not going to say one word. But don't think he ain't a great note taker. Great note taker. I take some notes. I love when I'm hearing something. We bring it back out here and get the closing statement on it out of this brand new series, Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. Elder, you on the clock for your closing statement on part one. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. It also looks as though most of the time when we're hearing things about the Bible, generally you get deceived because there are people out there that have their own beliefs. We look at, why does evil look for good? That's something to look at. Or why does the deceiver look for someone to deceive? Even a liar will look for someone to lie to, which makes even your thoughts tried by them for their sake. Even interpreting the Bible scriptures to make another meaning. I've also been finding out lately that if you're strong-minded in your beliefs, it makes a deceiver even try harder, which makes your beliefs even stronger. In the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 18 says, "For they are such that serve not our Yahweh, the Son, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the minds of the simple." In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "But, and if ye suffer for righteous' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." So when we bring you the words of Yahweh, we generally bring it to you as it's written. We stay in the Bible. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity, as I've said earlier during our broadcast, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's open to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. I guess you find out, how do we get that much out of this one book about Yahweh's word? It comes from connecting the books for your biblical education. Also, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found it, which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yahdah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 until temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking there, just under this big iron, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, type in three words, Yagua Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually, at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, we said earlier in the beginning of our broadcast, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also on Pal Talk. This is where Yagua's story will continue. We will be listed under African American. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. That's ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. This is where Yahweh's word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, as I said earlier, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahweh. So at this particular time, keep your Bibles open. Let's continue our learning process. I'll pass the program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Elder Mr. Tibbs. We be looking forward to him. You know, what's to be said, if any comments pertain to anything we say on this brand new series of Unlocking Biblical Mysteries from the Bible, Tribe of YHDH, who is that? Six Anointed Camp, or who? Voices of the True Israelites. We're going to unlock the mysteries in the Bible, see, right? And that's why we become humble as the late things are praying. And remember, we're going to go look for the mothers. Remember, the mothers always, and all the broadcasters, they'll give you whatever thoughts is on them, try to give you a word for the young women to understand, any middle-aged women to understand one thing. They always have got a thought down to tell you something. And we're going to bring the mothers in shortly. Let me give you an idea about the mothers out of Camp 1. Let me read a couple of verses. Then we'll bring the mothers in. And they'll give you their thoughts on beginning series or whatever on their mind. They'll give you their thoughts straight up. So I'm going to look at a verse over here in Judges chapter 5. Let me look at verse 7 myself. Let's see what it says. And Judges chapter 5, verse 7 says, the inhabitants of the bitters cease. They cease in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose. That I arose. Who is you? A mother in Israel. And guess what? A mother in Israel. So we're going to bring the mothers on real shortly, a mother's Camp 1, but his mothers in all the other five camps too. We're going to bring the mothers in out of Camp 1. Three mothers. They all serious. They're about one thing. Y'all was business. And they're going to give you their thoughts in a minute. Let me give me a precept on that. Let me get a precept on before we bring the mothers in. And the second Samuel chapter 20 will tell you up front what you're dealing with when you come before the mothers of Israel. Let's see what it says in the 20th chapter of the Bible, or 2 Samuel 20, and we'll look at verse 16. This is what it says in 20, verse 16, 2 Samuel 20, verse 16. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, says I pray ye, unto big Joab, the big general of David. Come here, hither, that I might speak on with thee." Verse 17. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou big Joab, the big general of David?" And he answered, I am he. Ain't that something? That's what he said. Then she said, unto him, hear my words and about handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. You see that? See, when the mother speaks, you're supposed to have big ears and little mouth. I do hear. Verse 18. Then she spake, saying, they was wont to speak in old time, saying, that she is surely a counsel of Abel. And so they end the matter. Verse 19. So she's pointing back on that left side of the book. And she big Joab, the guy's attention. He said, oh, I know what I'm working with. Then what happened in verse 19? I am one of them that are peacefully. And see, you're not going to find greater mothers than the camps, all six camps. But the mothers is peacefully. They can help you, but it's up to you to take off them pride and puffed up spirits and understand that this is the time for you to learn something with big ears and little mouths. Let me say. He said, you seek to destroy the city and a mother in Israel. See, and how you can destroy the city by always having a negative approach. Anytime you talk, it's always a backbiting, murmuring, complaint statement. You never have a kindest word whatsoever. You never see where you can get in where you've been in at and make things better. You never go to the mother and sit down and say, where can I help to do things better with the mother? But I can always backbite, murmur, complain, and hide behind the curtain. That's what you got to stop doing. So we're going to bring the mothers in, and we'll get the mother thoughts on this brand new series or whatever on their mind. And you hear it for yourself. So we go on and look for the mothers out of Camp 1, and we'll look for Mother Z. We're going to look for Mother Z, Tribal Yahdah Judah, and we're going to get up thoughts and see exactly what she got on her mind to tell this national audience. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, Tribal Yahdah Judah, Yahweh Bijah Sirah.
Yahweh bless and keep this dear Israel, or all you see. Hallelujah.
What do you got to tell this national audience? What's on your mind to tell this national audience, although we're doing a brand new series, but whatever that you think they need to hear, you on the clock, come on.
See, I would just like to say to the national audience that, you know, it's important for us to keep the Sabbath day because, you know, he made the heaven and earth in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. So the seventh day is the Sabbath day, so that's very important for us to keep the Sabbath day because in Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 8th verse, it reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. So it's important that we keep the Sabbath day and that it is a sign between us and him. So it's very important to keep the Sabbath day. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hey, that's Mother Z coming out of Cal 1. So we're going to swing down and find Mother E. And we're going to see exactly what Mother E got to say when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1. Well, loud voice, you say, Mother E, Tribal Yahdah Judah. Yahweh bless you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. Well, Mother E, we know that you're a great thinker and you're a lover of your people, no doubt about it. And you want your people to do the right thing. So what is your thoughts about the brand new series or whatever on your mind that this national needs to hear from Mother E? You on the clock, come on.
Yeah. I was said to stay in the Word and don't follow after the unrighteous. Because if you follow after the unrighteousness, you can't gain from the Word of Yahweh. So stay in the Word and do the things that Yahweh would have you to do. And I would like to read the verse, Proverbs 15:9. It says, the way of the wicked is a abomination unto the Yahweh, but he loves him that follow after righteousness. So that's telling us that we got to follow after righteousness. And when we follow after righteousness, we follow after the word of Yahweh and keeping the first 5 books of Moses and doing the things that Yahweh, that's pleasing unto Yahweh, and staying in the word. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mother E. That's the second mother out of Camp 1. So we're going to go look for the third mother out of Camp 1. And then one thing in the Bible, you and other lessons showing you, when you got three, that's serious business here, right? We come on this broadcast for one reason, to seriously help you understand one thing. We read in 7 verse 6, he said, I'm going to tell you something. My time is, I know my time. No, he said. But he said, I'm going to tell you, you don't know your time. So the last thing you're going to be doing is dragging your feet on what's written in this Bible. That's why this brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible by Voices of the True Israelites. So we're going to look for Mother D.F. Israel, one of the three mothers out of Camel. And we're going to find out what's her thoughts and what she want to tell the national audience. So when you meet the mother of D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahqua Bidget L.C. Ray.
Yahqua, bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua there, Mother D.F. Israel. Well, we're doing a brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. And we're going to do it, the tribe of Yahdah. Who is that? The sixth anointed camp. Of who? Voices of the two Israelites. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. D.F. Israel, get in that microphone and tell this national audience what thoughts you got to tell them pertaining to whatever on your mind and tell them. You on the clock, come on.
Well, I want to read and then I want to make a comment. Second Chronicles. I think I start at verse 12. And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh of their fathers, with all their mind and with all their soul. 13, that whosoever would not seek Yahweh of Israel shall be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. 14, and they swore unto Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. In verse 15, and all Yahdah Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with their mind and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. And Yahweh gave them rest around about. I think it's very, very, very important that Israel know who they are and that they are sea royal, that we are a special people unto Yahweh. And I think when people come to know that, that they see raw, and this book is about them, they have something to look forward to. And, you know, to build them up, because we special to Yahweh. He talking to Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. And as we know that they call us Negro, we not Negro. We Yahda Judah from the fourth son of Israel. And we can be proud about that. Yahweh chose us. And so why wouldn't they want to serve Yahweh? And back here in Chronicles 2, and they were 15. And they was telling them, you know, they done forgot about Yahweh, but they was reminding them what's going to happen if you don't do it. You looking for death. So you should be happy to know this information and willingly seek Yahweh. Well, that's our blessing. That's where we get our blessings from. And I thank Yahweh that he chose me and made a way for me to know who I am and who I belong to. So it's a great joy for me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's the three modes of Camp One, and it's modes in all the other camps also. And I'm saying one thing, C. Ray. We come humble to tell you one thing, that it's Yahweh got an order of our things, and he not going to recognize you no other way but through the order. So you think you can continue to do things the way you want to do? He's going to tell you, no, it don't work like that. Matter of fact, we might take a look at exactly what he did behind all that. So we're going to get into a couple of scriptures today on the table. Because I'm going to tell you something, see, right? We come home on 6 nights a week, brand new series called Unlocking Biblical Mysteries of the Bible by Voices of the True Israelite. He got a profound statement that's written. And we're going to take a look at that, Mother E. We're going to take a look at a statement that's written in 1 Chronicles 15. We'll piggyback a little bit off what we just got through here. But one thing about it, see, right? The time going around you, and you're going to let the puffed up spirit beat yourself and everybody come in contact with you out of the blessing. And you will end up in it. It's called eternal damnation. Now we're going to ask. Because what he got written in his Bible is going to say. And he always picked a people to tell it. And the people he helped pick is Voices of the True Israelites. Six along the camp to unlock the mysteries of the Bible and tell you one thing. Again, get in where you fit in. Keep telling you over and over. So our mother. Mother, we're going to look at a verse that's written in 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Chapter 15, we'll look down to verse 17. We're seeking to piggyback off a few things that we heard. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13, can you let the national audience hear what 2 Chronicles 15, 13 say? What did it say there, Mother?
2 Chronicles chapter 15. Verse 13, that whosoever would not seek the Yahweh of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
So you let you know, if you don't seek the Yahweh, all you got to look for is some death. And we're going to precept that to the ninth, to the eighth chapter, verse 36, and see what that means. Now, Mother E, now precept that to Proverbs. He said, now, if you don't seek you some four-letter man, now he raised Solomon from the womb, and Solomon going to make a profound statement. He letting you know, he's going to make a profound statement in the book of Proverbs, And we're going to see what he says in the book of Proverbs. Now, we just read that that statement was pulled. If you don't seek, you know, Yahweh, the man going to kill you. You just got to read. And this is what he says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 36. What it says, Mother Eve. What it says in Proverbs, chapter 8, verse number 36.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me, wrong his own soul, self. All they that hate me love death.
You hear the man just said? He said, all that hate me. What do they love again, a mother Eve? What they love?
They love death.
Yeah. So you see what the man's saying? So when you ignore what this man got written in his Bible, you're just a ticking time, you're ticking a time bomb for this last word in verse number 836. What they love more than anything is what?
Okay. They love death.
They love death. They love some death. Now look what it says in the 9th chapter, verse 9 and 10. Same book, same man talking, verse 9 and 10. What it say? And Mother D up Israel helped me do it around the 7, verse 6, waiting on. Look what it says over here. Yeah, Proverbs 9, verse 9 and 10. Now look what I said.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Give instructions to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
What did verse 9 say again, Mother?
Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
You say now, you give instruction to a wise man or woman, they'll take heed to it, see what the Bible's saying, and they'll break out running. But if you give it to someone that's opposite that, they'll kick at what the book is saying and look at the book and say, well, that part of it I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that will happen to you, right? So you got to recognize them spirits right there. You got a spirit that push that. When he tell you up front, if you're wise, you'll do what I got written in this book. If you're unwise, you will continue to stick the sit on the dock of the bay and throw dots behind the window or on the telephone. You continue doing that. But your time's going to run out. You know, we read in St. John 7, verse 6, he says, my time I know, but your time is always. And with that understanding, your time is always, and you're going to sit on the dock of the bay and then obeying the words that what Yahweh got. Because he said one thing, Mother Eve, he made it plain in 40, verse 8. What plain he says in Isaiah 40, verse 8, pertain to his word.
Isaiah chapter 40.
Verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
What are we rocking on? What are we rocking on? His word gonna stand. Now, hold that point down, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Mother Z made a profound statement pertaining to something. And we want to go to and see if we piggyback off on what she said. See if we piggyback on what she said in the 31st chapter, verse 12 of Exodus 34, verse 12 down to verse 18. Let's piggyback off on what Mother Z said. And Exodus 31, verse 12 through 18, what was said? Come on. Mother D.F. Israel, we want to know what it says in the book of Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 down to verse 18. Mother D. F. Israel, the world, listen, you on the clock. We piggyback on something that Mother Z said. Now we're going to pull it off and write. Come on.
Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 to 18. Verse 12, spake unto Moses, saying, verse 13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh, that do sanctify you. 14, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defile it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Verse 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he or she shall surely be put to death. Verse 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation, for a perpetual covenant. 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tablets of testimony, tablet of stone written with the finger of Yahweh.
Let's precept that, Mother D. F. Israel, to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2. And we'll skip down to verse 4 and 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2. And skip down to verse 4 and 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. But that's
okay. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2, 4 and 5, 10 to 12, 19 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it reads, verse 2, then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, verse 4, will I judge them, son of man? Will I judge them? Cause them to know the abomination of their fathers. Verse 5, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 10. Wherefore, I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man and woman do, they shall even live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also I gave my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them. Verses 19. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And it says in our 7 verse 6 in Mother Mother, he held me to 26 chapter 15 through 19 of Deuteronomy is waiting on. But now, you made a profound statement there, Mother. See, I take great notes. I do. I listen real good to my talk. And you made a profound statement. It's a joy to know who you are in your position. You mm-hmm. also want to know who you are in your position. But mm-hmm. once you find out who you are and what your position according to the Bible, look at saying Deuteronomy mm-hmm. 7 verse on who you are and your position. The Bible is going to stand whether we don't want to hear it or not.
Yeah.
You should start to understand what he got written. It's talking about you. What it says, 7 verse 6. Yeah, come on.
And Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6. For thou art a righteous people unto Yahweh your Yahweh has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So why do you keep apologizing, see, right, for what Yahweh is throwing on you?
Yeah.
He made not forces of the true Israelite. He made the difference. He
That's
said,
right.
out of the 18 nations he created, I made one nation above all the rest of them, and that's the
mm-hmm.
children of Israel. And
mm-hmm.
you got a problem with that? What about the other nation? What do you mean, what about the other nation? Why don't you do what the man said and teach yourself and your loved one exactly what he just said?
Mm-hmm.
Before you read that 26th chapter, back up to verse 10, the same Deuteronomy. Let me swing over there and peek. Back up to the 10th chapter of the same book there, Mother. And that simply says, see, we have, and the big nation, you got a problem with this. Because they is hearing things in this Bible that they ain't never heard before. As we unlock the mystery, they've been hearing from you. But our people need to know what is written in Deuteronomy 10, 12, down to verse 15. What is written in that Mother E? Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 down to verse 15.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 to 15. And now, Israel, what do Yahweh, your Yahweh, require of thee? But to fear the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all thy mind and with all thy soul. Verse 13, to keep the commandments of the Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day, for they for your good. Verse 14, behold, the heavens and the heavens of heavens is the Yahweh, your Yahweh, also with all that therein is. Verse 15, only Yahweh has delight in thy fathers to love them, and he sows their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day.
Ain't that something? You mm-hmm. just said it again. I made you above all people. He keep telling you what he did. Then everybody get mad when we just read the Bible and comment on it. He'll make you, the children of Israel, above all people. We don't need no constitution to tell us that we are three-fifths of a man or everybody's equal. No, we got our mighty ones told us. Well, we stand. 26, 15 through 19, and a closing statement there, Mother E. Go to Deuteronomy 26, 15 through 19. Why is we looking at this Bible and ignoring what the man is saying? He's talking all over the book. He chose one people to be above all the rest of the nation. So all for the open a fat mouth is the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. Just by reading the Bible. Every bit of reading. 6:15-19. Mother, he read that and close the statement. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15-19. Verse 15. Look down from thy righteous habitation from heaven and bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us as thy swear unto our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. Verse 16, this day Yahweh, your Yahweh, have commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thus shall therefore keep and do them with all thy mind and with all thy verse 17. Thus has it was the Yahweh this day to be their Yahweh and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and to hearken unto his voice. Verse 18, and the Yahweh has devoured thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. Verse 19, and to make thee high above all nations, which he has made, and in praise and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You mean all is in this book, and we still kind of
fumble
around, and look, we say in verse 19 one more time and close the statement. Look what the man is saying, and he's saying it all over the book. Verse 19 and a closing statement. Say what again, Mother Eve?
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 19. And to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, he hath spoken.
And get no playing that thing right. Keep telling me. You're above all people. Why don't you take your right position that he gave you and start by doing what's written in this book? Mother, what's your closing statement behind that? You're on the clock. Come on.
I want to read in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Wisdom cry without. She utter her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief places to encourage and open up the gate in the city. She utter her words saying, how long, ye simple one, will you love the blessed? I guess I'm saying that. And the scorners delight in their garnet, and fools chase knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And fools chase knowledge. And that's why you get to see us so many times with two handkerchiefs. So we'll be watching, he'll be watching people and be saying, nah, nah, nah. When they turn his back, he wipe his eyes. Because anytime you forsook this book and what he installed on you on what you got coming, if you do it, nah, bring tears to your eyes, how you got things getting away. Mother, D.F. Israel, look at that 26 verse 19 one more time. Deuteronomy 26 verse 19 one more time. Then we're going to the book called Romans chapter 8, 31-39, and a closing statement. Let's see what it says. Look at this verse one more time. 26:19.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And to make you high above all nations, which he has made in praise and in name and in honor, and that you mayest be a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
You see that man saying? Give me all the eight chapters and 31 through 39. You see the man just said, this is his doing. Moses said, look down from heaven. He said, Moses, tell them that I have made them to be high above all nations. Nobody spoke with fat mouth going but you. Because Yahweh said, that there. Your position is above all nations. How many times did God tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
31 through 39, a quote of saving that mother. Israel. What did you say?
You said Romans chapter 31 to 39. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? 32. He has spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also made intercessions for us. 30. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearls or sword? 36. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor ministering spirit, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor heights, nor depth creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Hey, swing to that 14th chapter of Acts and give me a precept on that. That's excellent, Mother. D of Israel, that's excellent, Mother E. That's excellent, Mother Z. That's excellent what we learned out of the life lesson on this brand new series. Acts 14, 22 out of verse 25 and 12 and 8. Acts chapter 14, verse 22, down to verse 25. What does it say?
Acts chapter 14, verses 22 to 25. Verse 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples, followers, and exalting them to continue in the covenant, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. 23. And when they had or ordained them elders in every congregation and had prayed with fasting, they commanded them They commended them to Yahweh on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout they came to Philly or somebody, 25. And when they had the word in Perga, they went down into somebody. Hey. Oh, I'm just bumbling up. You
but
say
the
25, right?
Well, it's good. 25, yeah, go ahead.
That's what I did, 25. I'm stumbled all through
it. What you going to say is we must go through great tribulation. There ain't going to be no cakewalk to get this job
mm-hmm.
done. You think it's going to be easy, pie in the sky don't work like that. That's Christianity and
yeah.
Islam. Mother D up Israel, Mother Z, asking again. Close the second
mm-hmm.
Mother D up. We'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. You on the clock on part one of unlocking biblical mysteries in the Bible. Come on.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 to 35, I think, if I can get there. Verse 32. Now, therefore, listen unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. 33. Hear instructions and be wise and refuse it not. 34. Blessed is the man or woman that hears me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door. 35. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah unless we create him.
You're going to lose this WCC big station out of New York. You're going to lose this. Yahweh be with y'all. We teach you on a special edition called Thursday Evening from the mother, from the teacher, from the elders, from everybody. Yahweh be with y'all. Shalom.
Shalom.